Yeah, I hope. I mean, like, I see the advantages, and I see how good they are as well. You know what I mean? I don't think they're just a pushover. Like I said, I don't think we got that anymore in the NFL.
Is the Tennessee game kind of a reminder, you know, of that? Because they ended almost similar, you know, being down at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, they were down at that moment, but, you know, as you can see, I mean, you know, when teams' backs are against the wall and, you know, everybody's wondering about their job and stuff like that, people come out swinging. And, you know, we got to swing back or swing first or whatever, you know, whatever we need to do to get the job done.
What would it mean for this team, Rob, to get back to the 500 mark for the win on Sunday?
I mean, it would be big after the 1-3 start. This was our goal, was to get to 500 after the second quarter of the season. And, you know, that's the way our coaching staff breaks it down and puts it to us. And that's, you know, that's what we've been going after. And if we can get it, we feel like we'd be back on track.
How much of an eye opener is their defense, because they hold a guy like Aaron Rodgers to 186
yards?
Yeah,
I mean, you go and check that Green Bay game. We all know how good Green Bay is. And, you know, those guys are, you know, playing right with them the whole way. You know what I mean? And, you know, at the end of the game, they got some stuff done. But, I mean, this is a good defense we're going against. You know, like I said before, there's no bad teams in this NFL anymore. You know what I mean? Everybody's good. You got to play everybody tough.
Is it a surprise, though, that maybe they can do this with the injuries that they have? I mean, because a lot of times when you lose guys, mm-hmm. you take a step back. But it seems that guys have really just filled in.
Well, you know, I think they got some really, really good young players. You know, off the top of my head, I can't remember the names, but 95, the defensive lineman they got coming in, I think he's explosive and he can play. And, you know, the linebacker, you know, 57, you know, him, he's really aggressive and stuff like that. So, you know, those guys are fairly young guys. So, they got some good guys. It's going to be good for them on the horizon, you know what I mean? But they're contributing right now as well.
Rob, you're about to start down a stretch of back-to-back road games. It seems like you all have played away from home pretty much a lot this season. Mm-hmm. But why has this team been so successful on the road? Why have you all banded together and played so well on the road?
You know, I mean, that's kind of our mantra, is just like, you know, it's us against everybody else. You know, it's us against the world. So when we go into those situations, we thrive, you know, a little bit. I mean, we're kind of built as a road team, you know, a little bit, you know, getting pieces, you know, from all over the league. You know, we from Seattle, and, you know, guys got Drayton Florence and Eric Coleman and stuff like that. So we've you know, veterans that have played in some, you know, in some big games on the road and stuff like that. So I think that's the reason why we just go into it, and it's just like it's our 53 against near 70,000 or whatever it is. And, you know, that's the message we get across, and that's what happens for us.
As a teammate, you know, a lot of people have said, oh, it's not the Calvin Johnson we've been seeing lately. What would you tell those people?
I would say, to someone who is worried about Calvin, I would say that, you know, just tune in. You know, Calvin he's been consistent. He's been consistent his whole career. He's a great player, and he's going to continue to thrive. And he's a great player. He's one of the best players in our league. So.
How much of an eye-opener is it when you see guys like Justin Blackmon and Cecil Shorts on tape putting in performances like they did last week against Green Bay?
Oh, it is. It's a big eye-opener. You know, those guys played a great game. You know, especially Cecil Shorts, he's been coming in and making some big plays for their offense and becoming a superstar. Justin Blackmon, you know, everyone knows him. You know, he's a top five pick in the draft, and, you know, we expect that from him. But, you know, those guys have done a great job. And, you know, it's going to be a tough task for us to shut them down.
What does the lack of maybe of Bruce Jones-Drew have
Drain.
On this team?
Pull up, I
think with the lack of Maurice Jones-Drew, it's probably just like something similar to us with the lack of Lewis. You know, this leadership. You know, he's a veteran in this game. He's been played in a lot of big games. He's been through a lot, but going through all that, he's been successful. So I think it's probably leadership. But we expect someone else to step up, just like we expect one of our guys to step up in that situation. So, you know, we won't be, you know, looking forward to that or anything.
Eric, you're about to start down the stretch of back-to-back road games. Mm-hmm. What is it about this club that you play so well or play better on the road?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it is if we play better on the road, because, you know, we love playing in front of our home crowd. But, you know, when you're on the road, it's kind of that back against the wall feeling, you know, that it's you against the world. And, you know, for whatever reason, we have been playing a little better away. We look forward to improving at home and improving, you know, in every aspect of our game and getting some W's lined up.
You guys finished another game with a different back four than you started it with. That's been the case in all but one game this season. How has this unit been able to kind of work with the puzzle pieces going in and out and still be able to be productive?
I would say that goes it's a credit to the guys in the room. You know, everyone is continuously preparing as if they're going to start. Everyone prepares to play. The coaches have done a great job of getting young guys ready to play, and they've done a good job of getting themselves ready. So I think that that's the kind of team we have. You know, everyone on this team is going to work as if they're going to be the starter. We can't have any weak links, and you know, we just have to keep going. And, you know, if someone goes down, someone has to pick up the slack. So that's kind of the way we see things around here.